centralize and back up the necessary data. So once you have decided to implement, you have formed the team, you have the project leaders, the architects and the functional experts, etc., then you require the data. Because to start the system, you will require to update all the master data in the system. So centralize and back up the necessary data. Decide on the system specifications, such as model. That means whether you want on-premise server or you want a cloud-based server. License, what kind of a license you want. And whether the license will be only for the basic one, or which are the modules that you want to go in for. Because if you are taking additional modules, there is an additional license fee which is payable. Number of users, this is the most important. You are also charged based on the number of users who are using the system. Now, many companies will try to play with this, and what they try to do is sharing of the password. That means there will be two or three employees who are sharing the password. So you are having one user ID and three people are using it. This is prohibited in SAP, and they can come to know based on the machine from which you are logging, and also how many people are logging simultaneously. Because if two people are using, invariably it will happen that two people have logged in around the same time with the same ID. So SAP actually imposes certain penalties if you share the user IDs. So you have to be very careful, and you are going to pay per user. So you have to be very careful how many people will have access to the SAP system. Because having too little can create a problem, your operations can get stuck, and having too many people will also increase your liability. Integration. So it is most important to identify which all old systems or technology platform company wants to integrate with SAP and its feasibility. So there are some very specialized softwares which may be there. One was, we said, Salesforce. We said even HR. Now you already have the systems which are running for years together. You have a lot of data, and you don't want to discard the system. So you would like to, instead of going with a SAP module, you would like to continue with the system that you are already using. So you can do that, but this has to be taken care of during the integration process. And feasibility also has to be checked, because the systems have to interface with SAP. So in some cases, if a ready interface is not available, maybe SAP or some consultants can even create a interface for you at cost. Now, let's look at what are the various types and approaches for SAP implementation. So there are basically three types of implementation. One is a fresh implementation. So a company doesn't have an ERP system. They have been using primitive kind of a system for recording the transactions, etc. And now they have decided to go for the ERP system. So here you're going to start from scratch. The other option is migration from other ERP to SAP. Now here it is where the organization is already using an ERP and planning to move to a SAP landscape. So this scenario is quite common nowadays, as every business wants to have a leverage on their system automation. So to give an example, there are some very simple local ERP systems available. Just to name a few, or name one of them, Tally. Now, when the business is growing and at some point of time they feel that they need to migrate to SAP, this is the scenario we are talking about. So they are already using, or they may be, I give you another example. A company I was working for was acquired by a bigger group. Now, we were using one particular ERP. It was a European ERP, European or American. And the company which acquired us was using SAP. Now, the company had a requirement that they wanted all financial reporting. Like when the month ends, within 1 or 2 days, they wanted the financial reporting. Now, because our ERP was different, the integration or the reporting was not possible within 1 or 2 days. So they forced us to migrate from the ERP system we had to SAP. So you can have the migration for various reasons. One is, you know, you clearly see some benefit of migrating to SAP, and that's the reason you are switching from one system to the other. The other could be compulsions, business compulsions like this, you know, where across the globe there is one ERP system being used and you are working on another system. And just to be integrated, you need to upgrade. So even many of these small, you know, MSMEs, they start with the simpler ERP systems, but as they grow, they need to expand and they need to equip themselves. So there also they need to upgrade. Then the third type is migration of SAP to SAP higher version. So it is where a company is already using SAP low version, and to take benefit of the latest version and functionality, company wishes to migrate from a low version to a higher or the latest version. For example, to SAP ECC or to SAP HANA. I'll give you another example. We were using the R3 version, and in 2017, GST was being implemented. Now SAP already had upgraded their system to switch from the excise, VAT, CST, all this system to GST. But the condition was that for that, we had to upgrade because R3 did not support the GST system developed by SAP. And to support it, we had to upgrade our system to SAP ECC. So this is another example where you wish to take benefit of certain upgradations, and for that you will have to go to a higher version. So this is the third kind of migration, where you are migrating from a lower version of SAP to a higher version. And this is much simpler because the migration or even change of database, etc., becomes less complicated, and it's a very, very I would say quick activity. So various types of approaches used for SAP implementation. So the SAP Advanced SQL migration tool is SAP's migration tool to migrate custom applications running on top of non-SAP database into SAP database. This is something similar like you buy a new mobile phone and it comes with a tool for migration. That means you can extract all your data from your old phone and take it into the new phone. So this is something similar. SQL stands for Sequential Query Language. And this is a very basic kind of a tool which works at the database level. With this, you can extract the data from whichever ERP system you have, and it will reconfigure the data in a form which will be recognized by the SAP database. So this is one way. I think that's on the second slide. So the tool can extract SQL data models, that is tables, views, indexes, and SQL subjects containing SQL code, that is stored procedures and functions, via either accessing the source database catalog or using text files converting the object definition. So there is another method also. So one case is that the SQL query will extract the data from the database and create a database which is recognized by SAP. The other method is that you can create a text file delimited by, you know, comma or certain punctuation marks, and the objects are defined. So which field is what, you know, for example, if it's a customer master, then it will be the customer code, the customer name, the customer address, address 1, 2, 3, 4. So, you know, it's a flat file. It's a text file containing all the data in a sequential form. And then these files can be converted into a SAP data or a database in a separate step. So this is one way of transferring the data from your old ERP system to the new one. Okay. Various types and approaches used for SAP implementation. So one is the greenfield approach. So we already saw this, that when you didn't have a ERP system, and you want to start, you know, with a first-time implementation. So this is what we call as a greenfield approach. So greenfield method denotes a clean slate, a fresh start with SAP on a greenfield site. The greenfield method ensures that the new implementation adheres to SAP standards and best practices. So it's much simpler here because you already don't have a system. What you do is you start by looking at the best practices that you want to implement. So today you are doing things in a, let's say, manual fashion or using some Excel and these kind of systems. You want to adopt the best practices which are available in SAP. So you start by looking at what SAP has to offer and how you can start using those systems. So during the deployment of this method, all the processes and systems are entirely reinstalled and configured. All the environmental systems will be reviewed and, if required, replaced throughout this process. Companies may put current in-house innovations and third-party systems to test with the new implementation and see whether these functionalities aren't already present in the SAP HANA and best practice. So what they do is check for all these systems, like I said, you know, implement the best practices which are already available in SAP. And this is generally the case that all the ERP systems, they offer you the best practices. So whatever latest innovations are there, now it's up to the company whether they want to implement it or they want to do it in the traditional fashion. So, you know, for example, even in inventory management, you have various philosophies, you know, like the bin level concept, where the reorder point, when the bin reaches a certain point, the reordering happens. Or when it stocks out, then the reorder will happen. Other systems are the MRP system, you know, where we talked about based on the forecast. And we talked about the third system, which is about the demand-driven planning, where actual orders which are there in the system will actually drive your procurement of raw material or procurement of the finished product if you are into the trading business. So all these things are reviewed. And companies will also try to put in their latest in-house innovation. They will also check, you know, whether all your third-party, you know, modules, they are functioning or not. You know, in case they are not available in SAP, if they are available in SAP HANA, they may actually choose not to use a third-party system, because when you are upgrading, using the SAP modules makes it much easier. There's another thing also, in SAP, there is a possibility for customization. That means you can customize certain features, certain transactions, depending upon your business. If your business requires certain very specialized kind of a thing, there is a possibility of customization. But it is recommended that the customization is kept to a minimum, because this can delay your upgradation. Because how the customized processes will upgrade to the next version sometimes cannot be predicted. So in the brownfield project, you know, the brownfield strategy involves converting an existing ERP or current ERP system to the new system. As a result, this is an upgrade. So here it's a matter of two things. One, looking at what are the best practices available. So from the old ERP, maybe you would like to migrate to a new system or a new process for, let's say, procurement or for order processing, etc. And the second part is, of course, migrating the data. So processes and data are all moved to the new SAP system. The brownfield strategy is best suited for business whose existing systems are still relatively young, that means 3 to 5 years, and have little variation and are near to the SAP standards. Now, this point I would not agree with. You can even have a very old running business working with a ERP system. You can always migrate and upgrade it. Yes, if you have the historical data, your historical data, you may not be able to migrate going back more than 3 to 5 years. because certainly in the systems, you know, people need to fall back on historical data at times to look at the customer record or the vendor record or, you know, certain material records, etc. So that is the reason they specify this period of 3 to 5 years. So we have had cases where we upgraded to ERP system, and the historical data, we restricted it to just about 1 year or so, 1 year or 2 years. And the data was actually stored in a different form on a different system, so that in case you need to go and look at the historical data, you can do so separately, but not as part of the SAP ERP. What are the modules available in SAP? So SAP has various modules built within which come as a bundle or a package. Now, SAP already has a lot of functionalities. So when you say enterprise resource planning, it will have A to Z all the functions. The modules, there are some functionalities that you have to purchase which come at an additional cost. But the basic structure will come to you as part of the bundle. An organization can use any module as per their business process and can modify the same with customization as per their business need. So, as I said, you know, there is a possibility to configure the system to your kind of business, to your kind of processes, to your kind of operations. So you can customize it by configuring it. So customization can be two types. One, what we talked about, just configuring it to suit your business model. And the second one is where we said customize means you are building something which is not offered by SAP and which cannot be handled by SAP, where some additional development work has to be done by the SAP experts. So below are the modules overview. So what are some of the popular SAP modules which are available, the key ones? There are many, like I said, you know, because there are SAP modules which are also related to forecasting or demand planning, as we call it, and various other functionalities. But the key ones are financial accounting, which is FI module, and the controlling model, which is CO. And together, they are actually referred as FICO. And then you have the HR module, the supplier relationship management module, and the customer relationship management module. So these are the modules which are available. These are the standard features in SAP. Or these are, you can see, the different compartments in SAP. So you have the materials management, and we'll see this in detail what each one of them does. Then you have the sales and distribution. You have the production planning, which deals majorly with either production activities or in case of trading, even the procurement activity. Quality management systems and the project management. So to summarize, SAP dominates the ERP market, and we saw why it dominates, because it's widely implemented because of its being very versatile, because of the scalability, because of using it globally, the possibility of using it globally. So it provides a competitive edge through its robust features, user-friendly interface, and a rapid return on investments. Within SAP, integrates modules, enable efficient management of large transaction volumes and data, allowing for flexible options for fresh implementation or seamless migration from other ERP systems, or even from one ERP or other SAP version to another SAP version. And this makes it very easy. If you're already using a SAP version, migrating to the higher version, it makes it very, very easy. The chapter sheds light on various implementation approaches. We saw the fresh approach, migrating from a different ERP to SAP. And the third case was, you know, from one version of SAP to the other version of SAP. So various approaches, even we saw the greenfield approach, etc. And strategies employed by companies in SAP projects. So with that, we come to the end. Thank you.